I'm JP Shadrick with the Jaguars Report, presented by Farah and Farah. The Jags fell to the Giants in preseason week two, but not all was bad. Hear from Blake Bortles after this.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farah, at 396-5555 or go to farahandfarah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back. And that's a fact. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
The Jaguars fell 22-12 to the Giants Saturday night in New York. A few injuries are concerning, including wide receiver Aurelius Benn and Damian Copeland, and linebackers Leroy Reynolds and Kari Fort. But now to the positive. The Jaguars starters on offense put together three drives of 10 or more plays, but they had to settle for field goals each time. And that's something quarterback Blake Bortles says the team can learn from deep in opponent territory.
Definitely, strung some good drives together. Three we had, I think we're both over 10 plays, and kind of killed ourselves in the red zone. You know, had a penalty. I missed a throw to D-Rob. So I think we did some good stuff out in field and got to pay attention to the details down in the red zone.
The Jaguars host the Detroit Lions Friday at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available on the official team website, jaguars.com. With the Jaguars Report, I'm JP Shadrick.